That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you return produce to the grocery store, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, when you leave with the produce, isn't the produce, it's a no-refund situation,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
Unless something crawls out of the produce, it's going to be your produce.
No, right? Yep. So that's what you would think. But at Stu Leonard's, the customer's always right.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's always the thing. So I'm standing in line, and I'm in the customer checkout line.
Okay.
And here comes this woman, and she takes out these two super moldy artichokes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she puts them on the counter. She's like, I'd like to return these.
Right.
And the woman, I mean, God bless her soul. Because I immediately, I'm like, what? You didn't cook them? And now it's these people's fault that you're going to return these moldy artichokes? What do you think they're going to do? The woman didn't even bat an eye. She was like, okay. And she just started ringing her up for a refund. And I go,
I love
this
policy.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
If you have the guts to show up at a grocery store with artichokes that are clearly like 3 weeks old that you've let mold in your house and say, you know what, I'd like a refund for these. I mean, it's your fault. You didn't use them.
I mean, at the same time, we all go to Kohl's and we'll return anything to Kohl's. Any place that doesn't require a receipt, we'll bring it all back to Kohl's. Kohl's is now even bringing back Amazon. Is there a worse job in retail than to be the person at the return counter at Kohl's? Because you're taking everything, all right? You're taking everything. People are bringing back four-year-old vacuum cleaners, okay?
You're
and they're like, oh, I need my money back here. And they're just doing it.
It's not right. At least if you bring, like, a four-year-old vacuum cleaner, maybe you could salvage it. What are they going to do with these artichokes?
Here's the problem is that, you know, you've got two sides of it, right? So you've got the side where it's just the person that doesn't actually work for the company is not part of the family that owns the company that will fight you on the 30 cents manufacturer's coupon that you know is valid. And then you've got the other person that will just not bat an eye and return everything.
Right.
So there's no balance, all right? We need both of those odds of the spectrum to get through this thing we call the human experience.
I'm
going to Stu Leonard today.
No.
I'm going to find something to return. I might take a vacuum that I have from Kohl's over to Stu Leonard's and
God
see what
bless
happens.
Because she was so calm. I was infuriated for her. And she was so calm. She was like, okay, ma'am. And she was so nice. And I'm like, wait a minute. No. I was like, this is wrong.
You should probably let it go.
I wanted a citizen arrest her. I wanted a citizen arrest her on the spot.
There we go.
30 days in the clink.
Was she 80?
No.
No?
No, she was relatively young. That's
okay.
That's all I need to know about you.
All right, here we go. If you're still railing against the buy charge, the bag charge at the store, and then, like, talking to everybody around you about it, like, that's all I need to know about you.
Like,
it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, the debate's over. We all think it stinks, but you're not going to lead some sort of revolt here in the store. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Grab the employee, throw them on our shoulders, and take them outside and stone them?
Right.
Like, they didn't make the rule. They don't care. You either carry your stuff out of here or you don't. But they're like, come on. Come on, let's all be mad about this. Dude, let it go.
I just don't care.
It's over, sir. You were allowed to be outraged, I think, for about 1 week, and then you just have to accept that this is what it is.
Right.
If you're one person with 18 different Facebook accounts and you friend me on
all of them.
Oh, shady. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, you are shady.
Isn't that weird when people have multiple Facebook accounts for no real reason?
How many of you are there?
I'll tell you what the reason is. You're a serial killer. Right? There's something weird in your head, okay?
Uh-huh.
Or you're the most forgetful person on the planet.
Yeah.
How many times can you not remember what your login was?
You're my mom. I got a Facebook request from my mom last night, which was curious because I was like, Ma, we're friends for years, Ma.
Right.
And then I realized she got a new phone and she probably just forgot her password.
Right.
And she's like, I'll just start over.
Yeah. New account. It's a new life.
You want to chime in too? 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Getting fired is awful enough, but imagine being called in for a 5 a.m. meeting. And that's when they fire you.
You know, the funny thing about getting fired is it doesn't even matter if you hate the job. You're still upset.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What's the messed up way you got fired?
A lot of people talking about the fact that NFL coach of Washington got called in for 5:30 on the day where everybody knew the guy was going to get fired for a couple weeks. But it's your day off after getting schlocked. They could have just called you the night before. And they bring you in at 5 a.m. to fire you. And people are like, that's just rude.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, you know you're getting fired. And then you have to get up early to get dressed.
Right.
You're
going to drive in.
To get fired.
Right. And then by the time, and when you're having a meeting that early to get fired, By the time that meeting's over and you're walking out, probably everybody else is walking in at that point. So now you got to walk out with your box full of stuff.
Right.
You know, that little thing that you had on your desk
Does
or whatever that
Bob had.
Does anybody
still do that, though? Do they still walk out with the box? If I get fired, let me tell you, the clothes on my back and my pocketbook, and right. I keep everything else. I don't want it.
You know, it is an awkward thing. I remember I've only been fired a couple times in my life. And one time that I got fired, I came back for my stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I should have just lit most of this stuff on fire when I walked out the door.
I think that's when they arrest you, Raven.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
what happened? When I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've never been fired.
Well, you work for your family, so that's nepotism.
That's
all
not,
right?
Raven, that's not true.
But you did also work for your family.
Right.
Long enough, you don't get fired. You just leave careers before they fire you.
It's true. When I get bored, I just move on.
I got fired. I think I've been fired twice in my life. So the first time. Oh, no, wait. Three times. Now that's it. Okay. Now I got it. All right. So the first time. Yeah, just remembered that one. So the first time I remember getting fired, I was a waiter at Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. And you know how any restaurant, there's like two, three people that keep the whole place running. All right. So I could basically, I was one of those guys that was just high energy, could, you know, kind of do whatever. And somebody was just lazy all the time, complaining all the time. Long story short, don't want to bore you. I jacked him up and threw him on the area where they make salads.
That was a jump.
He was mouthy.
That's not.
He was mouthy.
Raven, that's
okay,
not.
And then they had to fire me, and my manager cried because she had to fire me because she loved me because I worked there
Raven,
so good.
That's not a messed up way to get fired. Right. That is a completely 100% valid way to get fired.
Well, I mean, I felt it was messed up. All right. This guy didn't restock the biscuits. This guy never put his stuff where it was supposed to go. And he made a mess of the salad area. And then he was mouthy on top of it.
I want to fire you right now just for saying that you threw a guy against the wall because he didn't restock the
biscuits.
It
wasn't the wall.
Don't get
it
me
was,
wrong.
It was that stainless steel thing where they make the salads on top. I put them on top of that.
Okay.
Wow.
That was not
a messed up way to get fired. A valid way to get fired.
Okay. All right. Well, I got fired that time.
Okay. 1-800-330-99.
I mean, I got fired there.
99. Let's try that again. 1-800-330-9999. What was the messed up way you got fired? What's the messed up way you got fired? 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven, Star 99.9. Washington's fired their head coach. They made him come in at 5 a.m. Imagine that you're going to get fired, and they call you in for a mandatory meeting hours before anybody else has to show up to work.
Well, that's the hard thing about having an employer, right? Especially one that pays you a couple million bucks a year. You do what they say when they say.
I mean, it's not fun to get fired, but that's
Never.
Messed up.
Yeah.
That's, like, you couldn't do it on the phone or the day before during normal business hours.
Just text me, all right? Like, a girlfriend breaks up with somebody nowadays.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What was the messed up way you got fired?
Okay, so fresh out of college, I got this job as an electrician, as a fire alarm installer, whatever you want to call it.
Sure. You sound like
and
a pro.
So we're working all over the place. First place we went to was a retirement home. Then we went to a hospital, all these different places. And one day I'm texting my boss saying, hey, so we finished the last job. Where are we going today? He still has not replied to me to this day.
Oh, my gosh. He just ghosted you.
He just ghosted you. The company actually folded up and disappeared. Right.
That's one way to get fired. You just never get called back for work. Actually, that's not true. You know what? I did get fired one time. I was babysitting, and they said that I swore in front of the kids, which I never did.
Oh, I bet you did.
No, and I'll never forget it. Just like that. They told me you swore in front of the kids, don't come back tomorrow. And those kids were lying.
Right.
Those little brats were lying.
Oh, those little what?
I heard what you said.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the messed up way you got fired?
So I took a vacation day to go to my cousin's wedding. The vacation day was approved, and I come back. The first day I'm back, my boss calls me and says, we got to let you go because you took a vacation day.
Right.
What, I mean, but what's the whole point of having a vacation day and requesting it if they're just going to fire you for taking it?
Exactly. It was one of, like, the six I got for the year, and I thought, okay, it's approved, I can go.
That's not true. They just didn't like you. Like,
right.
Let's be honest. That's the reason.
Let's cut to
it. I asked him, is it job performance? And he goes, absolutely not. Hmm.
We just don't like you.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get it. Oh, it sounds hurtful.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the messed up way you got fired?
I worked at Bank of America for a couple months, and it was fun. It was like working, it was like playing Monopoly with the money. But I kept getting so nervous about the money that I would forget to lock the safe when I would like leave for the day.
Right.
So one day I walked in and they basically were like, you can either quit and give your 2-week notice today or we're going to fire you. And so that's the way I got fired.
But that's not messed up.
Valid. Right, Corey. I mean, you sound like a very nice individual. But, I mean, it's a safe full of money, including my money.
Right.
Lock it up.
And he said it's like playing with Monopoly money.
Right.
No, I mean, it's not.
No. I mean, we really want to count. We want to be valid here. Right. All right. Thanks for sharing, Corey.
Oh, gosh.
Ann Raven, what's that messed up way you got fired?
I was working at Neopost, and I had a heart attack because of the stress of the job. I went off on medical leave, and they called me. My return date was October 25th, and they called me and said if I didn't come back in September, I'd be fired. And I didn't come back in September. I got my termination letter.
Oh, my gosh. Where was this again? What were you doing?
I was working at Neopost in collections.
Well, that is stressful.
That is stressful.
Right.
If you have a heart attack because of your job and they fire you for having a heart attack because the job is too stressful, that's a messed up way to get fired.
Not for nothing. I need you alive to show up for work, though.
Right. Well, that's true. 1-800-330-9999. What's the messed up way you got fired? You know, I always feel bad for these NFL coaches because when they get fired, everybody knows. It's reported by every major news media outlet. You know, it's like, oh, he got canned. They lost 5 in a row. He's done.
Don't feel bad. He's getting $5 million for the year and he still gets his money.
I know, but still, it's public shaming. Kind of. Well, right? I
mean, listen, if you're 0-5, the public shame has already been there, whether you get fired or not, right?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. NFL Washington head coach, he was called in at 5 a.m. in the morning to get fired by the owners. Like, why you make that poor guy go in at 5 o'clock in the morning for no reason? Like, just to fire him? You couldn't text him or call him the day before or tell him the day before?
It's a satisfaction when you're a billionaire to call in the guy who's a millionaire and then fire him and show him the door.
Messed up.
It's like old school. All right.
1-800-330-9999. What's the messed up way you got fired?
So my husband and I were on vacation skiing in Breckenridge, and when we were done for the day, I checked my text messages, and I had a text message from HR saying to please call us anytime as soon as possible, and I did, and they told me my job was eliminated, and we had just started our vacation, so it really put a damper on that vacation.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah, that does stink. I had a vacation one time the first day I found out that the company was sold, and I was the one who found out on the way to my vacation destination. So I had to be the one to call the other people and say, hey, listen, I just found out we're being sold.
Yeah.
Everybody prepare for bad news. Yeah. Happy vacation.
My husband found out that he got laid off from GE the day before I found out I was pregnant with my first baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Good.
The one time I got fired in radio, 2 weeks after I closed on my house in Boston. And it was pricey real estate,
that
man.
Is bad timing to get fired. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that messed up time you got fired?
I'm an Annie. And at that time, I was taking care of a baby, and I got sick with strep throat. I showed her all the evidence that the doctor gave, told me to stay away from work for 3 days. And when I got back, she was like, oh, yeah, I decided to work from home, and it's not working.
You know, I got to ask you, why would she want somebody that has strep throat around her kids anyway? I have a cold right now. I don't even want to be around my own kids because I don't want to get them sick.
She thought she was a liar. She's a liar.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. You're right. That is a messed up way to get fired. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the messed up way you got fired?
So when I was younger, I worked in a local oil company. They hired a kid at the desk next to me that had, special needs. And they called me at home on Christmas Eve and accused me of giving him all my work and leaving early and leaving him there at night.
I mean, I would assume that you did not do that.
Right. Let's assume you didn't do that because if you did do that, you're going
to. No. Listen, I grew up to be a nurse. I take care of everyone. But I tried calling for days to explain myself and no one was.
So strange, right? That's an excuse, a terrible excuse.
And Ann Raven, what's the messed up way you got fired?
So years ago, I worked for a grocery store as a demo specialist, handing out the samples and whatever.
Sure.
And I went on vacation, and on my last day of vacation, I got a certified letter in the mail saying that they were getting rid of my job in 2 months.
Okay.
So I found out by mail. And then they were saying that they were going to pay me through the next 2 months, regardless of if I worked or not. and then they were shocked that I chose not to work.
I mean, I'm confused there how official the sample job is at the grocery store, that they send a certified letter and you have benefits in place that you get a severance package until the job is actually eliminated.
No, that's real.
That's baffling. I should have become a sample provider at the grocery store. Paul, I mean, it sounds like a great job.
Paul worked at that company that did that, placed those people.
And so he was the sample provider?
No, he was, you know, he ran finance. But when, still, that's a real thing. Yeah,
but when you get fired from finance, yes, you could have severance for 2 months.
No, he worked for the company that places all the people in the Costcos that do all the sampling.
And you get 2 months severance?
I mean, listen, it's not easy to stand there and hand out those little slices of pizza.
Seems fake.
Deep, dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna Zapp. Anna's Diary on Star 99.9.
Dear Diary, did you know that TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods are the same company? Now, I understand why Home Goods is a standalone, but can't we all just agree that TJ Maxx and Marshalls are basically the exact same store? They should just merge names and call themselves like TJ Marshalls or Marsh Max. Here's what I do know about going to TJ Marshalls. You have to prepare for battle when you shop there. Like Dora the Explorer, I bring my handy-dandy backpack in case I need tools or a map to navigate through those crowded aisles. And standing in between those aisles is like being in a jungle in the Amazon looking for treasure. You're most likely sweating and constantly looking over your shoulder for a predator, aka another woman that's eyeing the same blouse as you. I see one approaching me and I turn around and I say, "Swiper, no swiping!" And you have to be ready to pounce like a cheetah if you see a designer top mixed in with the no-name brands. The other day, I found a Theory dress. It was buried under a pile of neon pink crop tops. And I cried. I cried tears of happiness. It's as though I had found the Holy Grail. Years of searching for this moment. Granted, it had a ripped sleeve, it was covered in dust, and smelled like an 80-year-old woman's closet. But it was there, and it was my size. It was my size. Okay, it actually wasn't my size. It's a size smaller than I like to admit that I am, but I bought it anyway. And it was 1/3 of the full retail price. 1/3. Maybe I'll fit into it one day, right? And as I clutched my treasure, I buried my head into my shopping cart with its wobbly wheels, and I was ready to plow down anyone that got in the way of me and that cashier. But, as always, despite having 12 registers, there's only 3 people working them, and I'm stuck in that line, sandwiched between 2 walls filled with dog toys, quirky mugs, Yankee candles, only the ones that have smells that no one wants, like tree wreath, pine, and sadness mixed together. Then there's those bags of banana chips and gourmet popcorn. Who buys those? When it's finally my turn, I realize I forgot a bag. Luckily, TJ Marshalls has those high-quality reusable bags easily available for 99 cents. And I choose the one with the giant dog face. And with that, sweet victory! I have survived another trip, and I've spent $79 on a dress that doesn't fit me. Sometimes public shaming is the only way to actually teach someone what they're doing incorrectly.
Okay, elaborate, please.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So there are certain words that you use way too frequently that I've pointed out to you in the past, and yet you just disregard as if I'm trying to like make a joke, but I'm not. You can't say these words anymore, especially now that you're over 40.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I've lived this long. I've gotten this far. It's worked out pretty well for me so much. So it's going to be hard to change this old dog. I mean, what are the words that you really have an issue with? Because some of these words, I'm going to venture to say, still work around my neighborhood.
I don't know. Okay. So what I have found is that there are 6 words that you use way too often. And I think it has a lot to do with you still being stuck in the 90s.
Okay.
Okay. So these words.
Is that not everybody?
Well, no, not everybody stuck in the 90s. Christian wasn't even born then.
Well, it's part of my high life, though, right? Where you remember the times where we had good things going on.
Okay.
I'll be the judge. You give me these words, and I'll tell you whether or not I feel like that's the time.
Bro, you call everybody bro. You call me bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You call everybody bro. Who are you calling bro?
Listen, bro.
Right?
All right? Yep. I need you to relax about that.
Yep.
I want to impart the fact that we're together, all right? Mm-hmm. We're on the same team.
Okay.
All right? And brother sounds a little bit dated to me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it just takes too long, so I go with bro on some.
We're all about saving time.
All right, bro?
I mean, I don't think you should even be saying brother
bro
to people.
Bro feels not offensive. Brother feels not offensive. We were in church, and I called you brother and lovingly put a hand on your shoulder and said, "Hey, brother, you'd be like, wow, that guy's really nice and thoughtful.
That's
right?
One thing if you're talking to a priest.
All right.
No,
I wouldn't call the priest brother.
But they actually are brothers. Father. No, they're brother, father.
But if
brothers.
There was somebody else that was a brother, I'd be like, hey, brother.
You call him bro, though.
Just some guy.
You don't say brother, you say bro.
Hey, bro.
Okay, how about this one?
All right, what do you
this
got?
This one's my biggest pet peeve.
What do you got?
Wicked. Stop saying wicked.
Listen.
Why do you say wicked so much?
Because it's like a joke. You know,
first off,
I lived in Boston. I lived in Boston for a couple of years, so everybody says wicked up there. And then I say,
do they still?
Do you notice when I say wicked, I go wicked?
No,
like, that's what I do.
You don't.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, wicked.
Wicked.
That's
She's wicked hot. She's wicked hot.
Right, that's my Massachusetts thing. She's wicked hot, kid.
No,
that's
my
what I
gosh.
Said.
It's so...
Is okay. Kid on the list?
Kid is not on the list.
See, that one slipped right by you because you were so focused on wicked.
Right. Dope. You say things are dope all the time.
Oh, yeah, man. Things are dope, though. All right, when something's dope. When
new
something's
show.
Dope.
Right? The show's dope.
This
show is dope.
It's dope.
Got
Word.
Some new lights.
Are you watching that show, dude? Are you watching that show, bro? Word.
Words that Raven needs to get rid of that uses way too often.
So far, we've got...
Bro, wicked, dope. Let's add stoked. Oh, I'm stoked.
I'm stoked.
But you see?
That
you
one's been coming back with me lately.
Why? Yeah,
I don't know why.
Why?
I picked that up in California. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
See, my vocabulary is... It's a journey through my nomadic past, if you will.
You still say yo way too much?
Oh, definitely yo.
But people don't do that anymore, Raven.
Yo doesn't feel good, Christian? You don't use yo?
You say yo to me every single day.
I'm sure. At least 3-4 times. I'm sure.
You don't even realize that you're doing it.
It's a reset word. It says pay attention.
Right.
All right? Instead of pay attention, it's yo.
And then I'm going to say it again. The sixth word that you use all the time is still wicked again. You use wicked way too much.
Wicked again? Wicked came back twice?
Yes.
Wow.
And I have heard these words come out of Raven's mouth.
Give me an example.
Yo, bro, that's wicked dope. I'm stoked. And I'm like, Raven, you just used every word you're not supposed to use in a single sentence.
Sounds like the opening line to a great rap track is what it sounds like.
Right.
All right.
But it's funny because I did some research, and there's actually lists of words that men should not use over 40.
Yeah.
And half of those are on them.
Come on.
Yep. Savage, yes, fam, bro.
Yes, feels like a girl's word to me. Just I'm going to say, I'm going to leave that for the ladies.
So true or false, will you stop using these words?
All of them?
Yes.
Seems like a no.
How about, can we just get rid of wicked?
All right,
can I throw
something
at you every time you say wicked?
I'll try and roll back wicked.
No, every time you say it.
I'm stoked to give this a shot, yo. Okay. I think it's going to be great, brother.
I give up.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Kathy and Frank. Kathy, let's start with you. What's going on?
My daughter is now 17 and she just got a boyfriend. So, you know, she's growing up and it's the teen years. But she's gotten a little jealous and controlling. Mm. And so my husband and I talked to her about that. But she doesn't seem to have a problem with it. She thinks it's normal, that this is the way you should act. And I think we should just let her grow up. And my husband feels that they should break up, that he doesn't like the way she's acting.
What do you mean by controlling? Like, what is she doing?
She's always looking on his cell phone. If he gets a call, she wants to know who it's from. She wants to know what guys he's going out with. Stuff like that. You know, things that are a little abnormal. But it's growing up.
I mean, I guess like with your first boyfriend, you kind of get overprotective.
It's not attractive behavior.
She is going to drive this guy away. She's being so obsessive. She's starting to make her entire life about this kid. She even quit the basketball team so she can spend more time with him. And if he goes out without her, she's constantly texting him and wondering where he is and what's going on. She thinks he's going to meet somebody else. The insecurity is actually starting to really worry me. So, I think we should tell her she's got to break up with this kid.
And that's the solution? Have you talked to her about the way she's been behaving?
Absolutely. I even told her, I went so far as to say, if you continue to act this way, this kid's going to dump you. And that was the end of the conversation. She will not speak to me about it again.
Yeah, that's perfect. She may not talk to you again.
Ever.
I mean, basically what you told her is nobody is ever going to love her ever in her life, Dad.
Oh,
that's what you told her.
You're just looking out
terrible
for her.
Terrible move.
Frank. Good. Let them break up. Let it run its course. That's what you do. When you get involved, you make it worse.
Cassie, think about it. He's going to dump her anyway, and she's going to be crushed by that.
Well, let her get crushed. You can't protect her feelings forever. I mean, she's got to grow up.
If he dumps her, her insecurity is going to even grow more.
How do you know that, Frank? How do you know that?
Because Frank's been dumped. That's why. That's how.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Kathy. It's not cool the way she's behaving, but you can't dictate that she needs to break up with him. You just need to continue to reinforce to her that her behavior is inappropriate. But they may see Frank's side. Maybe this is where you need to intervene and kind of put your foot down and say, we want you to stop hanging out with this guy until you're old enough and you've been able to learn how to control yourself. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience
has to
say?
I would like to know what they think. I would like to know what your audience thinks.
I'm fine with that, too.
Great. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Kathy and Frank's 17-year-old daughter has a boyfriend, and she's head over heels. But like a lot of times when it comes to first boyfriends, she's almost obsessed.
You get, like, possessive, right? Yeah. You're extremely jealous. You just don't know how to deal with these things.
Frank says he wants her to break up with him because it's affecting schoolwork. She quit the basketball team. It's not healthy for a 17-year-old to be like this. Mm. Mom says you got to do whatever she's got to do. She's growing up. That's part of growing up. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the mom's side. I think they need to let this run its course. However, I think if she continues acting this way, she's not going to be in a relationship much longer.
Yes. And here's the thing. My girlfriend is going through this right now with her son. It's the first time he's had a girlfriend.
Right.
And she's too involved.
Yeah.
And I tell her all the time, like, back off. Like, they need to learn on their own how to do it.
They have to make their own mistakes.
They intervene too much. She's not going to come to them with anything.
Well, right. And then it becomes them against the world, that kind of thing. I mean, you have to keep an eye on these things in case things get truly out of hand, because when you're young, you can make a lot of mistakes in your relationships. But, I mean, overall, again, the way to learn is have that heartbreak, have that situation where you could have played things differently.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Watching your teenager in their first relationship is always difficult for parents, and especially because she's 17 years old, mm-hmm. and she's almost obsessed with this guy, you know? She's quit basketball because she wants to spend more time with him, and you know, checking his phone, all the things that you do when you're young.
Yeah, I mean, when you can't be in somebody else's phone, you can't be jealous, you can't be always worried about where they're going and who they're with. I mean, love is messy, and for many people, they're still learning those lessons when they're in their 20s or 30s. But if you start like this and nobody tells you it's bad, it can lead to really bad things.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Frank and Kathy are dealing with this with their daughter. Kathy says, we got to let her just do it. Let her go through it. This is what it's like to be in a relationship when you're young, a first one. Frank goes, no, we need to step in and we need to make them break up because she's embarrassing herself and the heartbreak is going to be awful. We need to teach her this isn't how to be in a healthy relationship.
Valid points.
Whose side are you on? Hi, Anna and Raven.
I am definitely on the dad side this morning. Far too often I see these teen relationships become more of a distraction than a benefit. You know, once their brains are fully developed, I think it's fine for dating, but they can handle these situations more maturely.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I am on the wife's side. Why? Because, first of all, I would sit her down and tell her my opinion, give wife advice. And then if she doesn't listen, and I tell her, listen, if you continue like this, you're going to be labeled as a stage 5 clinger. No one wants that. If she doesn't listen, then she's going to have to learn the hard way.
Right. Stage five clinger. Get her out of here. Get her out of here. Call security.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. I was on the mom's side, but after he said that she started to lose interest in all the things that she liked, like basketball, I think it's time for a parent to step in.
Yeah, when you see your kids starting changing their behavior and their likes and loves because they're obsessed with this new relationship, it's a red flag. It's hard for a parent to step away from that.
It's also a harder crash down when it doesn't work out.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Frank, our audience agreed with you today. You know what? You're just trying to interject. And you're trying to teach her the way that she's behaving is inappropriate. And, you know, that's okay. Maybe she's not responsible enough to date yet.
Yeah, she really isn't. She just needs to mature a little bit more. And I think she'll learn from this moving forward.
Oh, come on, Frank. You and I dated when we were 17. Give it a break.
Yeah, we were way more advanced than this, though, Kat.
That's all the information we need on that.
Right. That's
right. Frank. That's what they all said.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us again this morning. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Yay!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Michael, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Mike.
All right, Michael. Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, and if it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
I am ready. Let's
Number
go.
One. Let's do it, Michael. Number one, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds welcome their third child. What red-masked Marvel superhero is Ryan Reynolds?
Deadpool.
Number two, Joker breaks October records with a $93.5 million opening weekend. What actor plays the Joker in it?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Number three, Alex Trebek announced he may have to leave Jeopardy hosting because of his cancer battle. It's so sad. What is the last question in Jeopardy called?
Final Jeopardy.
Number four, 60% of Americans would keep Netflix over Disney Plus. What Disney princess has a raccoon as a sidekick?
Pocahontas.
And number five, J-Lo sued for $150,000 for sharing a paparazzi photo on her social media. Who is the biological father of her twins?
Mark Anthony.
Nice job, Michael. Raven, come on in.
Yo.
All right, great news. Michael got all 5.
Wow, Mike.
All right.
Yeah. Good job.
Yep. All right, let's see how you do, Raven.
Let's see how I do.
Number one, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds welcome their third child. What masked red superhero is Ryan Reynolds?
He's Deadpool.
That's right. Here's the crazy part. They had that baby 3 months ago and have just kept it secret. It's insane that they were able to keep that under wraps for so long, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
That's why you get fences, right?
Right. Number two, Joker breaks October records with a $93.5 million opening weekend. Yeah. What actor plays the Joker in it?
The incomparable Joaquin Phoenix. He's very good.
Okay. You are right, Raven. You need all these to tie. Number three, Alex Trebek announced he may have to leave Jeopardy hosting because of his cancer battle, which it breaks my heart. What is the last question in Jeopardy called?
Final Jeopardy.
That's right. Number four, 60% of Americans would keep Netflix over Disney Plus. What Disney princess has a raccoon as a sidekick?
Oh, I'm going to guess it's Pocahontas.
Pocahontas is also correct.
Woo!
Comes down to the last question. J-Lo is sued. Yeah, let's see how he does. J-Lo has been sued for $150,000 for sharing a paparazzi photo of her on social media. Who is the biological father of her twins?
Oh, boy. This is it Mark Anthony?
Mark Anthony is also correct.
Oh, that was tricky there. I got scared for him, and I thought it might have been Benjamin. Right. Wasn't she married? She was married to somebody else.
She was married to somebody else, but no, he's the father of the twins. I got to say, with this whole thing, when paparazzi take your photo, you don't have rights to them. I just think it's such nonsense. It's a picture of you. If you want to share a picture of yourself, you should be able to. I don't get it.
Well, you become an attorney on your 8th career and go back and fight this, because it has been, it's often trodden ground. Sorry.
All right. So here's the thing, Michael. You guys tied at 5, which stinks for you because he got all 5.
Yep.
But we do give you a $50 gift card to Little Pub. Sound good?
Listen, I'll take it. That works for me. This was our rubber match. I won one and lost one. So we'd have to meet again, Raven.
I'll be here, man.
All right. It's awesome. We'll get another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. Trending lately is momcations, and that's solo getaways for mom. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. When I heard about this, I was like, wait a minute. I could see going away with your friends or your girlfriends to get away from the kids and your spouse, but going away by yourself? Gemma Thompson, she's a blogger for GirlsThatTravel.com. What do you think about this?
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, it's not unusual for, like, the girls to go away for a bit of a break, but I think it's more acceptable, and women are feeling more confident in speaking up and saying, actually, I need some time on my own.
So you're behind the blog GirlsThatTravel.com. It's a girl's guide to traveling alone. What are the most popular destinations for these solo momcations that you've seen?
Well, I guess it depends where you are, but somewhere like upstate New York is quite popular, West Coast in California, hopping over the border into Canada.
From where I am in London, places like Ireland, Italy, Scandinavia, really popular. And you don't even have to get on a plane. You know, you can just get on a train and go 2 or 3 hours down the road, and it can be so refreshing and rewarding just to spend that solo time again.
Yeah, it sounds like fall foliage is a big highlight, right? It's like, I'm going to get up there and I'm going to get closer to nature. That's what my mom does. That's
right.
The trip she goes on. She got a timeshare in Maine. I mean, who gets a timeshare in Maine?
By herself, though?
Well, I mean, my stepfather goes, but I mean, he's just forced to drive.
Right.
She would go by herself anytime she felt like it. She does.
But Gemma,
good girl, yeah.
Do you think a lot of women should be taking vacations by themselves? Because when I read this article, the first thing I thought to myself was, I don't want to go anywhere by myself.
Do you worry that you might feel lonely or might not know what to do or where you want to go? Is it that putting you off that you'll be on your own and maybe a bit? Like feeling it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like all of those things. One of those things.
Right.
All of those things and the fact that she thinks she might be killed.
Right. Like I'm scared.
Oh, no. Yeah, but you know what? What happens is the opposite happens. When you are alone, you've literally got no one else to rely on but yourself. So I think what happens when we're in a group or in a couple, we tend to lean on the other person. One person's good at navigating, one person's good at choosing the restaurant, choosing the hotel, and I think we lean on each other. When you're on your own, you get this sense of empowerment. You can do exactly what you want, which as a mum, is quite rare. Like, you're always pleasing other people. I think that's why one of the big factors of mumcations on the increase. Because, you know, how often as a mum do you get to just do something for yourself? And it still goes for dads, of course, but it's just a busyness level. You very rarely get to take an hour for yourself, let alone a few days. And with regards to safety, there's so many things that you can do to mitigate any risks, down to location, destination. And I think it's like anything, once you do it, it's really not scary at all. And then you want to do it again and again.
Gemma Thompson blogs for girlsattravel.com, which is all about girls' guide to traveling alone.
One of the things that drives me nuts when I'm on family vacations is trying to get everybody to line up with what they want to do. Somebody's always throwing a tantrum because they didn't want to eat at that place or they didn't want to go to this place. You end up trying to pacify everybody else. I'm out of here. I'm not a mom, going on a mother of a vacation by myself anyways.
Momcation.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, momcation. Because then you're so right. You spend your life compromising, don't you? And not pleasing yourself, which I think is why a momcation works wonders. You know, you don't have to feel guilty for doing something for yourself because, you know, you're always doing something for somebody else ultimately.
So if somebody is going solo tripping for the very first time, what do you think should be the number one thing they do as they prepare to go on this voyage on their own?
First of all, decide, what is it I want out of this trip? Like, do I want to relax? Do I want to try something new? Do I want to push myself and try surfing or skiing for the first time? Or do I just want to lie on the beach? Just assess how you're feeling and what it is you need out of this trip. And then it gets easier to pick a destination. Once you know what it is that you want, it's quite easy then to kind of think, okay, well, how far do I want to travel? If I'm going away for a weekend, I don't want to spend 8 hours on an airplane or anything. So then you just kind of break it down into steps. But ultimately, it's deciding what it is that you want and need at that point in time.
All right, Gemma Thompson from girlsthattravel.com. If you're planning a momcation or you're going solo tripping, that's where you start for some ideas. Thank you, Gemma, for taking the time this morning.
Definitely.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Here's something good. So Mohegan Sun has been packing the house this past week, but it's actually not for concerts, Raven. It's to see WNBA's Connecticut Sun try to take down the Washington Mystic women and win the championship.
Della Donna. I don't know how to say it properly, but she's a beast. Fantastic.
So our Connecticut team needs to win tonight to force a game five. And if that does happen and they do win tonight, then it'll be like a quick turnaround, 48 hours, and they head down to Washington, D.C.
No joke. It's going to be a tough game. A couple of people are out, actually. Della Donna was she was hurt the other day.
Yeah.
So hopefully she's going to be in there. But pulling for you, Connecticut Sun. It's exciting. It's their first WNBA title that they could get here, I think. So.
Yeah, they really need that win tonight. But what I find really interesting is that for a lot of people, women's basketball hasn't been a big deal. But one of the big advocates, obviously, in Connecticut for women's basketball for years has been Gino Auriemma.
Sure.
And he is actually a WNBA like spokesperson. Like, he goes on, he does
like
interviews.
Like an ambassador.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So here he is talking about the difference between when he first started with Robin Roberts, like kind of navigating the speech of how to talk about women's basketball and how it is now.
Okay. You know, there were times when Robin and I had to come up with creative ways to describe some of the things that we saw, because we were trying to bring the game to a lot of people that had never seen the game. Now people are used to seeing good women's basketball, so you don't have to make up anything. What you're watching today is really, really good basketball. That's two really good teams out here playing at a real high level.
And if you want to see that tonight, it's going down at Mohegan Sun.
All right. Well, good luck, Connecticut Sun. You know, we get so spoiled up here with UConn, obviously. So, you know, maybe the WNBA is kind of an afterthought for us. But
right, because it's all about the UConn women. And then right. You hear that. We want to hear your good news. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Etienne and Raven. Tell us something good.
Oh, October 22nd, my first grandchild's first birthday. Arietta is going to be 1 year old.
Oh, congratulations. That must be exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a nonny. I'm the Italian nonny. She's walking already.
Oh, that is exciting.
It's a joy.
Dakota's been crawling my baby. She's, believe it or not, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. She's going to be one next month.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, she started crawling a few weeks ago, man. I'm not ready for her to walk yet.
I'm ready for her to drive and co-host radio shows on days off. So, I mean, whenever she's ready.
Well, congratulations. First birthdays are
Thank
a big deal.
Thank you.
Can you believe my baby's going to be one next month?
Seems crazy.
I where did that year go?
Wow.
I mean, think about all the sleep I've missed. You want to chime in too? 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.